Andrew Dramber, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Levon.
Andrew, I understand the Marine Environment Protection Committee has come to a decision on the heavy fuel oil file. Can you tell me what's happening?
Yes, it's a very positive outcome here at the IMO in London. Today, the plenary session of the IMO agreed to deal with and begin the process to develop rules on mitigating the impacts from the use of HFO. The IMO has finally agreed that this is a pressing environmental issue and it needs to be dealt with. They agreed to that today here in London.
So what does this mean in practical terms? What are some of the next steps that are being taken now?
I'll say first that a wide group of countries spoke up about the need to address the risks of the use of heavy fuel oil. All Arctic countries, including Russia, who up until now has been hesitant to commit to actually looking at measures to reduce the impact from HFO, did agree, including France, Spain, Estonia, Czech Republic, Poland, Singapore, along with the Cruise Line International NGO and several other industry NGOs. So we saw today a much broader coalition of countries around the globe that recognized the impacts and wanted the International Maritime Organization to act. And that's what they did today. They agreed to act. So what's been put in place now is what is called an output or an agenda item, where ideas for mitigation measures and how to reduce the impact will now be discussed and agreed to within the next year. It's a very positive outcome.
Hmm. And so once these ideas are discussed and presented, they will be discussed again at the next MPEC meeting?
Yes, at the next MEPC meeting, that's what will be discussed, is what type of measures. We're hoping that the simplest, the most direct, the most effective measure is to phase out the use of heavy fuel oil. And that's what we'll be pushing for the committee to agree to. There are many states have openly acknowledge the connection between spill risk and the impact on the environment and the impact of livelihoods and the ability for indigenous communities in the Arctic to hunt for food. That was very clear today. The spill risk is a number one threat. Many countries cited that as a reason for the need for the IMO to develop measures to address the impacts from heavy fuel oil.
And this would ideally cover all the ships operating in the Arctic?
Yes, it would cover all the ships operating in the Arctic. And as you know, the Antarctic already has a ban and off of Norway. And along with the Polar Code, I think we're starting to see measures that are being put in place that particularly address the vulnerable and sensitive nature of the Arctic environment, as well as the fact that people and indigenous groups depend on the Arctic depend on a healthy Arctic for livelihoods and food security.
This was a proposal put forward by Canada, supported by several other countries. What role did, Canada play in all this?
Canada played a leadership role, a very positive role, in reaching out to other countries to co-sponsor the paper, making sure that there was a broad support from member states. Engaging with industry and NGOs ahead of this meeting to make sure that this would pass in plenary and that they could get on to developing these measures. Canada deserves quite a bit of credit for this moving forward.
There were also representatives of some of the indigenous organizations working in the Arctic. Have you had a chance to speak with them and get their kind of sense and reaction to what happened today?
They were actually able to address the plenary about this issue. So environmental groups submitted a paper on the impacts of HFO, and two indigenous representatives from Alaska were able to speak to the direct impacts of HFO on their communities. And that was very well received. Many countries supported that intervention from the indigenous representatives, and their voice contributed to movement from the IMO today in addressing the impacts from HFO use.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for you?
For us, now now a lot of technical discussions will happen between now and METC 72, which is in April next year. The exact dates haven't been set. I think those are agreed to tomorrow. And we'll start to look at what a phase-out could look like, what a complete elimination of the HFO would look like in regulations. In Antarctica, there is a MARPOL. MARPOL is the pollution annex at the IMO, and that's what we're hoping will be used to eliminate the use of HFO. There's a lot of discussions with countries and other industry groups about other mitigations as well, mitigation measures as well. So a lot of work to do between now and METC in April to put together a good list of mitigation measures that the plenary can agree to.
Great. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome, LeBron. Thanks for your interest.